Chapter 1.
I'm not exactly surprised when my brother tells me he has a crush. It's terrible timing, of course, but he wouldn't be Jake if he didn't have the worst possible timing, with the maximum amount of awkwardness that one could conceivably stuff into a sentence. He catches me just as I'm about to head out of the house, going to the store with Mom. If he's doing it on purpose, it's genius, since I can't question him about it right away.
By the way, Lizzie, I'm having a friend over later. Please don't be weird. I like him.
He mumbles, everything spilling out in a rush.
My first instinct is to break out laughing, because Jake honestly looks so adorable. He won't meet my eyes, and he's blushing hard enough that I can tell. And that's saying something, because we both have the kind of tan that screams, I live in a beach town and spend too much time in the sun. It's even more noticeable right now as the afternoon light dances through the window with a Midas touch, turning everything in the kitchen golden. I concentrate on not laughing. Instead, I ruffle his hair, mussing up his long brown bangs. He ducks away with a huff. For years, he's been trying to convince me that I shouldn't treat him like my little brother since he's older by almost exactly 3 weeks. But his arguments haven't stuck. I'm clearly more emotionally mature than he is. Therefore, I have big sister rights. Case in point, right now.
Okay, I say slowly. I don't want to scare him off. Jake and I are closer than most blood siblings, but he's still a very private person. He's done plenty of swooning over his unattainable crushes, yet he's never before hinted at having a crush that might go somewhere. Who is it?
Jake shifts, cracking his knuckles.
Charles Lark.
Laughter wells up inside me again, and I bite the inside of my cheek, shoving it down. He can't be serious. Maybe I misheard. I'm sorry, Charles Lark?
Yeah.
Jake isn't laughing. He's deadly serious, if a little tense, as he stands where he skidded to a stop in the hall. He scratches the back of his neck.
He's been tutoring me.
Tutoring you, I echo. Okay, cool. I pause, searching for a non-condescending way to phrase my questions. Jake's acting like his guest is someone important, someone he might want a relationship with, someone a relationship is possible with. But Charles Lark is impossible. Jake... Lizzie, Mom calls from the laundry room, and I remember that I was supposed to be following her out of the house. I guess she got tired of waiting in the garage. Coming! I shoot finger guns at Jake as I back down the hall. We're definitely discussing this later, okay? He waves me off.
Right. Don't forget, Maya's staying home with you, I yell behind me.
He acknowledges me with an unintelligible shout. Babysitting Maya is not hard. She's almost 10, so I'm not even sure if it's officially babysitting anymore. I'm mostly reminding him for his own benefit. Our youngest sister is so quiet, it's easy to forget she's in the house. I always feel terrible, but sometimes it happens, and Jake gets anxious if he can't immediately place any random sound he hears.
There you are,
Mom says as I enter the garage. She's fussing over her seat, trying to shove all the sand out of the car. Or at least onto the floor. We've lived in Meriton for over a decade now, but she still hasn't resigned herself to the way the sand gets everywhere, and there's literally nothing you can do to stop it. The garage door is open, and a salty breeze drifts in, breaking up the stale air inside.
I was getting worried you were going to make me shop all by myself this week.
I muster up a grin, sliding into the passenger seat.
Never.
Mom gives up on desanding her car, hops in, and starts the engine. I pick a playlist, one that Mom facetiously named Mommy-Daughter Bonding Time, with an obscene amount of emojis. It's an eclectic blend of musicals, pop, country, and oldies that Mom doesn't consider to be old. I take a deep breath and try to put Jake's revelation out of my mind. Sundays are, unequivocally, the best days of the week.